Reyhanlı refugee camp in Turkey, just across the Syrian border, is home to more than 3,000 refugees, many of them children. The Turkish government provides the basics, even a school, a playground, and some modest toys. At first glance, the kids are playful, giving the V sign for victory every chance they get. But inside the small tents these children now call home, the reality of their lives is harder to hide. 14-year-old Mustafa Harmush came to Turkey with his family 8 months ago.
From car to the border. And he found three soldiers, Turkish soldiers, and they bring him to the house.
What does he do here?
Mustafa is the nephew of General Harmush, one of the first defectors from Bashar Assad's army who was kidnapped and brought back to Syria and forced to confess on national television. His older cousin was killed and found tied to a tree. Mustafa hasn't been allowed to see this video, but his eyes quickly fill with tears when I ask him about Syria.
He arrest our uncles and kill my uncles. We don't have enough food.
Thirteen-year-old Sarah recently arrived here from Homs, the focus of an intense military crackdown. She says shelling destroyed her home.
The blood was all over the place. The regime started killing people because they thought they were armed. But they were not armed. They were peaceful civilians, not armed civilians.
Sarah says she had to quit school and leave Homs because the situation for the children, especially the young girls, was extremely dangerous.
When the revolution started, the regime started abducting students, especially girls. It was very dangerous for them in order to go to school because they were like walking under fire.
In a letter addressed to her president, Sarah writes, "Bashar, leave us alone. We are not animals. You make me want to die from grief." The United Nations says over 400 children have been killed and hundreds injured since the violence began last year. But there is no way to measure the extent of the psychological damage. The scars of the brutality they've witnessed is painfully evident, not just in their faces, but in their drawings, in their playing, and even in their dreams.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Should be that soldier. I'd like to be a soldier to protect Syria.
12-year-old Radwan Hamoudeh from Idlib insisted he be interviewed.
Because people are being killed in Syria and nobody's saying anything. Like, these are people, they are human.
Radwan says he's very proud of his father and his uncle, who are both members of the Free Syria Army.
We'd like to be freed from Bashar and the struggle we've been having in Syria.
You want to go back to Syria?
But Dr. Jaasulia? Of course I'd like to go back to Syria.
Despite the tragedy of their past and the hardships of their present, these children here still hold on to hope for their future. Hope that they will one day return to Assyria free of violence. Rudy Bakhtiar, Voice of America, Reyhanlı, Turkey.